Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN listener-supported community radio. Our first play tonight is Just a Little Misunderstanding, written by Joe Graceffo.
Come on.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't.
Come on, you can't.
I can't, I tells you. I can't.
Don't raise your voice.
Ma, Sal's asking me to do something I can't do.
What can't you do? I'm asking you to do your job.
Joseph, can't you help your brother?
No, Ma. None of the clubs are booking right now. It's slow all over.
But he's funny. He's a funny guy.
I'm funny, Jojo. You heard my act.
Oh, I heard you.
You didn't listen, did you? In one ear and out the other.
I listened.
Like Al. People always saying about you, Jojo ears, you don't listen.
Who talks about me like that?
Everybody. So come on.
No, Salvatore. There's no come on.
So, what then?
What then?
I'm asking you.
Joseph, your brother's asking you a question.
I can hear, Ma. I got seasonal allergies. I'm not deaf.
You got asthma. It makes you so you can't breathe. Then you die. My father, your grandfather, God rest his soul, died sitting on the toilet. He couldn't reach his inhaler.
Ma, what's Grandpa... Never mind. Sal, what do you want from me?
An answer. What then? What then?
What then what? What are you asking me?
He's asking you a question, Jojo.
No, he's not, Ma. Sal... What do you want?
I want you to do your job.
Can't you just do your job, Joseph?
Ma, why are you siding with him?
Don't shout at me in my house.
I'm not shouting. Was I shouting?
You were getting a bit agitated.
Because you're asking me all these stupid freaking questions.
Hey, no cursing in my house.
I'm not.
Porca miseria, I heard what you said. Can't you two come for a nice visit without fighting?
I'm not fighting. Sal keeps asking me to do something I can't do, and when I tell him that, he shouts at me.
I'm not shouting.
You were.
I wasn't. I was just calling you a worthless sack of crap for not
Salvatore
helping me.
Salvatore language!
You see what I gotta deal with?
Why can't you book me?
Because you're not funny! There. I said it. You happy now?
You're not on my side. That's the problem.
You're not funny. That's the problem.
Joseph, you could help your brother. I think he's funny.
Thank you, Ma.
My hands are tied.
Louise is not going to marry me if I didn't have a job.
Louise?
Oh, so that's your real problem.
It's not a problem.
It sounds like a problem to me.
Louise?
She loves me.
I don't know about that.
Louise?
She does, Jojo.
I wouldn't be too sure.
What are you implying, butthead?
Who is Louise?
Ma, please. My allergies. I'm half deaf already.
Salvatore, who is Louisa?
She's my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? Really? You just told your brother you're going to marry her.
If he gets a job.
When were you planning to bring this Louise around to meet me?
Ma, it's never gonna happen.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you knows what I'm saying. Never gonna happen.
You're embarrassed to bring your girlfriend around to meet your mother?
That's not it, Ma.
Joseph, would you please put the coffee on and let me speak to your brother?
He's not gonna tell you anything.
Do it.
Okay, okay.
And bring out the good cookies, the Stella Doros.
Okay, all right.
Is she a nice girl, this Louise?
She's in love with an out-of-work comedian. How nice can she be?
Stasito! Don't you curse in my house.
He always...
He's your brother. He loves you. Now tell me about Louise. She loves you?
Yeah, Ma.
God bless you. She come from good family?
Yeah, Ma.
And?
Luis Sobieski.
Polish. Okay. They're good people.
She's from a nice family, Ma.
Wait. St. Alphonsus?
You've probably seen her. She's from the city, but she visits her mother.
Louise! That Louise!
What did I tell you? It takes a special girl to fall in love with our Salvatore.
You know, you're lucky we're in Ma's house.
Yeah, you big shot?
Napkins.
Huh?
What do I tell you? Every time, and every time you don't listen. You forgot the napkins.
The coffee's not even done yet.
Get the napkins.
He keeps giving me lip, Ma.
Sal, be respectful to your brother. He's trying to help you.
What's the matter with Louise?
She's too old for you.
No, she's not.
She's got that look.
What look?
Like she's a hooker.
Up yours. Frick you.
In my house?
He's got no right.
Joseph, bring me my rosary.
I was just saying.
Now, Joseph.
Okay.
She's a good girl, Ma.
She's too old for you.
She's 32.
That's too old. You're 28.
And you got no job.
That age. She's not going to want kids.
He can't afford a kid. He can't even afford her.
Where is my rosary?
I can't find it.
On the bedside table. My rosary is next to your father's, God rest his soul, where it will remain for the rest of my life.
Here it is.
Bring it. And the coffee's been percolating. Don't you let it burn.
Sal, can't you help me out, for Christ's sakes?
Oh, you need my help, do you?
I buy the good cookies, and all I ask is that you bring them and put them down on the table with the coffee. But apparently I'm asking too much because I don't see the cookies, I don't see the coffee, and I don't see napkins.
Where are the napkins, Jojo?
Here's your rosary, Ma.
You're getting forgetful, kid.
Okay, but I could use a little help with the coffee, okay?
Salvatore, help your brother.
Sure, but we're going to need four play settings.
Huh?
Louise is coming over.
What?
I asked her to marry me, so you better be nice.
Salvatore!
What?
I'm in my house dress. You invite your fiancé here, and I'm looking like this? Santo Padre, I haven't even had my hair done.
Ma, it's no big deal.
Stazito, you know better than your mother now.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Yes, he did, Ma.
And you, other one, don't you know nothing? You invite your fiancé to your mother's house, and I have not cooked, I have not cleaned. I have not been to the beauty parlor, and all I got are Stella Doros.
But Ma, those are the good cookies.
Kid.
Okay.
And you, wipe that smirk off your face.
Yeah, all right.
Not all right. You go uptown and get some cannoli.
Oh, I really got to get back to the city, Ma.
Like hell. And you're staying for supper, too.
Oh, Ma.
Ma, nothing. You know where to go?
Nina's.
No more.
Ma, Big Tony makes the best cannoli in town.
No more business with Anthony.
Well, how come?
I'd rather not say.
He introduced you and Pop.
He didn't introduce us. Your grandmother and Big Tony's mother arranged a date. Big Tony was late, and he sent his friend, my Tony, to tell me that he was late. We got to talking.
Ma, you cheated on Big Tony?
Talking, I said. Big Tony and I were, well, not compatible. He drinks.
Yeah, he's always been a drinker, Ma.
Which is why I'm not doing any more business with him.
That's ancient history, though.
Well.
I'm sorry, Ma.
Off-track betting, you know. OTB calls me up a few months ago. Whoever it is down there says, your husband Tony was here again today. He doesn't put any bets down. He just hangs around drunk and bothers people, and I don't want him coming in no more.
What, Ma? Pop's dead.
God rest his soul. Who could mistake Big Tony for my husband?
God rest his soul, Ma. A finer man never lived.
So I tell this OTB stanzo, listen, you, my husband was a better man than you will ever be, and you ever take his name in vain again?
Then what, Ma? Then what?
I slammed the phone down.
Aw, Ma, you gave it to him good.
I thought my chest was gonna explode. I had to take a heart pill after.
Ma, you're grabbing your rosary so tight, you're gonna give yourself a stigmata.
You see what that man does to me? My mother, God rest her soul, how could she think me and Big Tony?
A little misunderstanding. So, Ma, you and Pop?
After. Not right away, but after.
How much after?
We eloped, okay?
So no formal introductions then, huh?
Oh, it's not enough I gotta deal with your brother. You have to get smart with me, too?
Ma, really? Come on!
I don't care how I did things, Salvatore. It was different then. You were gonna act like a gentleman.
Ma, she's a hooker.
Dad again? Really? Are you freaking serious?
Hey, not in my house!
You better stop with that, Jojo, brother or not.
What time is your Louisa coming over?
5 o'clock.
That's supper time! Maron, Salvatore, I got nothing in the house. Joseph, Go to Wegmans, get the cannoli at the bakery there. Okay. Kid, you go around the corner to your Uncle Frank's. Tell my brother I need a dish of Parmigiano di Melanzane.
Melanzane?
Melanzane, Melanzane. How many times I gotta say it? Hurry up.
Okay, okay.
And get some good Italian bread at Wegmans. You there, are you listening to me?
Yeah, Ma. Italian bread. Italian bread.
The good Italian bread, not the kind I don't like.
Come on already, let's go.
You gotta stop with that hooker stuff.
Okay, fine, but I'm just looking out for you.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they sing.
Hey, Ma, it's me and Louise.
Come in, come in. Sal, come help me. I'm having trouble reaching the dishes.
Leave it, Ma. I'll get them. Come say hi to Louise.
Louise, how wonderful to meet you.
Oh, we met before, I think, Mrs. Benedetti, at church. I was with my mother. A feast day, I think.
I saw you there more than once. No matter. Let me get a good look at you.
Go ahead. Show my mother.
Show me? Oh, my Louise, it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Salvatore, it is a sight. Kid, how do you buy such a beautiful engagement ring?
Uncle Frank helped me out. Which, by the way, I put the eggplant by the front door.
Louise, please sit down at the table.
Oh, hey, what are you doing down here?
I'm picking up the melanzane. It was frickin' burning my hands, okay?
Why didn't you just bring it into the kitchen?
Because I got Louise with me, and I wanted to introduce her to Ma without a dish of eggplant in my hands. Is that okay with you?
That's you, Jojo.
Yeah, Ma.
How long does it take to buy cannoli and Italian bread?
Yeah, Joseph, how long does it take?
Well, brother, it takes as long as it takes. Oh, hello, Louise.
Joseph, put the cannoli on the kitchen counter, and here, give me the bread.
I was just saying hi to Louise.
Go get the good dishes for your Uncle Frank's melanzane.
What about him?
You can't help your brother out on this special night.
What special night?
Special night! Special night! Listen when I talk to you.
Hi, Jojo.
Louise, you see what I gotta put up with?
And Jojo, get a hot plate for under the melanzane. I don't want you putting a scorch on my nice table. How do you two know each other?
Ma, she's my fiancé. Of course we know each other.
Not you, genius. Him.
Oh, I know Jojo from work.
Oh, careful. It's hot. It's hot.
Pass your dish, Louise. From work, huh?
Yeah. That's perfect, Mrs. Benedetti. I still gotta fit into my wedding dress.
Clubs, huh?
I don't think she wants to talk about work, Ma.
You wanna talk about her work at the supper table?
Where are the wine glasses?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted the wine, Ma.
Did you ask?
No.
You boys are old enough. I shouldn't have to think of everything.
Let me do it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where's the wine, Ma?
Under the sink. So, clubs, huh? That's where you work?
I really don't think you had to bring this up.
I didn't. Ma did.
A toast.
To the happy couple.
Are you a hooker?
Ma!
Huh? No. You told your mother I was a hooker?
He said it.
Oh, I might have let that slip.
Mrs. Benedetti, I am not a hooker.
Well, that's what you told me.
When?
Well, that night, you was in the club.
What night? What club?
Giggles, Uptown. You weren't there, Sal.
Of course not. I can't get booked anywhere.
Excuse me, Salvatore. Your career aside, I want to know about hers.
I was in the comedy club that night looking for talent.
Talent?
I book comedians.
I book comedians.
That's why I told you, out of courtesy.
You said you was a hooker.
I said I was a booker. Like you.
Then what about the way you dress?
She looks nice.
Not that night, Marone.
Hey, watch it.
Well?
I dress for success.
That's my girl.
Whoa, not so fast, the other one.
What?
You believed your brother when he told you I was a hooker?
Well, you got some moves I never seen before.
Oh, hey, 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 not in front of Ma.
Sal, how could you think that about me? You're in trouble, mister.
Salvatore. Nelafonia.
Honey, how many times I ask you about where you work, and you give me the name of a department store, and I go there lots of times, and you're not there.
If I tell you that I book for comedy clubs, like your brother, then unlike him, I'm gonna book you.
Then why didn't you?
Because, honey, you gotta make it on your own.
She's a good girl. She loves you, Salvatore.
I know, Ma.
Do you?
Yeah. Yes.
You be good to her.
I will, Ma.
And you?
Why?
Give him a job.
He's not funny. Yet. He's got promise.
You bet he does.
I love you, Louise.
I love you, Salvatore.
Joseph, get the champagne.
Sorry, Ma. I got no champagne.
Under the sink. Keeps cool down there. I always got something special for special occasions.
You know, my mother does the same thing.
And bring out the cannoli.
I only got two hands, Ma.
Help your brother.
Just look at them.
They're good boys.
I know.
Welcome to our family.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To my brother, Salvatore, and his lovely fiancée, Luis Sobieski.
Careful.
What?
Kid, let your brother finish.
May you have a long and happy marriage.
That's it?
That was beautiful, Jojo. Thank you.
Though, now that you're going to be so close, I don't want you stealing my talent.
I knew it.
Santa Padre.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza.
You have been listening to Just a Little Misunderstanding by Joe Graceffo and directed by John Welsh. Our cast included Sean Sampson, Ryan Mitchell, Linda Reagan, and Amanda Hart. Next, we present two short plays, both written by Ralph Bourne, Out of Towner and The Night the Generator Failed.
Fluffy! Fluffy! Where are you? Fluffy! Have you seen Fluffy? She was here just a moment ago. My puppy. Well, then she ran off. Fluffy, we have to go soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe I did see something. Ran off that way. Yeah, it was dark, but they ran that way.
She does that sometimes, but she always comes back. She went over there?
Right.
Thank you very much.
I like to be helpful. You aren't from around here, are you?
No, we're just visiting. We're from south of here.
Yeah, I thought you was from out of town. The accent. Maybe I better warn you about this place. You see, normally, a young lady wouldn't walk around here. This is New York City, Central Park. Things happen here.
Things happen here? What things?
Things. That's why young women don't usually walk around here. Not late at night, not alone. You are alone, aren't you?
Oh, well, Fluffy's here.
Yeah, but that's all.
Everyone else was asleep. Fluffy needed a walk, and I thought I might take her out.
Well, I better tell you something, lady. It ain't safe here for no young lady like yourself. People around here ain't nice. They ain't nice at all. They might take advantage of a young lady. They might even hurt her.
Maybe I should have stayed home.
Like that old guy over there. See him?
In the light?
Sells drugs.
Really?
Bad person. He'll hurt you.
I've heard about people like that.
And that guy over there? He's even worse.
What?
He's a predator. A sexual predator.
What does he do?
You don't want to know the details, but he likes to find young people. He finds them when they're all alone, and he hurts them. He hurts them bad. That's what these guys like to do.
But why? Why would
I? Very sick, lady. He's what they call a sicko. This place is full of them, sickos. They like to hurt other people. Makes them feel good. These guys is sickos.
Sickos?
They're all over this place at night, but don't worry. Stick close to me and they won't hurt you. I'll be your friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But won't they hurt you?
No, they stay away from me. You see, I got a friend. And he's sharp, too. That's my friend Willie. He keeps me out of trouble, keeps me safe. So don't worry. Just stay close to me and those sickos won't come around.
That's very nice of you. But they wouldn't hurt Fluffy, would they? Would they hurt Fluffy? Fluffy!
They just might. Yeah, you better find it before they do over there.
But I thought you said...
No, I'm sure we'll find it this way. Come on.
Okay, but it's dark here.
Right, that's where we'll be safe. No one can hear a thing. Go on. Don't worry, I'm right behind you.
All right. But it's getting darker. You said Fluffy was over here?
I lied, lady. Sorry, but Fluffy's dead. Hate to tell you, see, I killed her.
Fluffy?
See, I like to kill little things. I like to do it slowly. It's more enjoyable that way. I killed your little doggy, and now I'm going to do the same to you.
But you said...
I can't believe it, lady, how stupid you out-of-towners are. You're so stupid. You let me lead you way out here, don't suspect a thing. I'm so smart. Scream all you want, no one can hear a thing, and you're trapped. No place you can run. Me and Willie can have all the fun we want.
You aren't nice. You aren't nice at all. You lied to me.
Yeah, I'm so smart, and now I'm gonna hurt you. You're so stupid, you deserve what you're gonna get. How did you do that?
Sorry, you lied to me. But I may not have been totally truthful with you either. I left out some details. See, Fluffy really wasn't lost. She just disappears sometimes. People like me, from out of town, we don't like to show ourselves in the light. Sometimes the locals get frightened. We have things like tentacles, better kept invisible.
Let me go! Let me go!
You can scream all you want. I don't think anyone will hear. Isn't that what you said?
I'll get you!
And my pet, Fluffy. I have lots of pets. Cutesy and Bob's Wobbsy, and Fluffy, of course. Back home, we have more space. Lots of space for pets. Do you like pets? I bet you don't. But I think Fluffy will like you. She's here just where you thought. How nice of you to find a nice dark place like this. Fluffy, it's dinner time.
No! Oh no! Oh no!
You know better than that, Fluffy. Don't play with your food.
Hey, what's this? What's happening? Hey.
Darkness.
What did you say?
It's dark. I said it's dark.
Yes, it is. Dark.
We're disconnected.
Momentarily.
The generator must have gone out.
Yes.
Nothing to worry about. This has happened before. It will be corrected.
Nothing to fear. You are correct. Probably a matter of time. We can simply wait.
Yes. We can wait.
It will be corrected.
And in the meantime, we can sit here.
We can wait?
Yes.
Here. No one else is about. The other rooms must be empty.
So many rooms. I never realized there was so much emptiness.
There is a great deal, yes.
Emptiness.
It's all about.
Yes.
Not completely empty. I sometimes see a light at night, up there.
That's my window.
I sometimes see a shadow there, moving.
You see me?
A shadow.
You look in my window?
It isn't a crime, you know. I look. I see a shadow. Maybe the shadow is someone. Maybe it's only a shadow. Is there a difference? And then I continue on to my room. Shadows exist there, too. Shadows of movement in light in my room. Then I look up. The shadows go away. I am complete.
Connected.
I don't need shadows when I am connected.
Nor do I.
I have everything I need. I am fulfilled.
Completely.
Why should I need anything else?
Why indeed?
I am complete.
I have joy.
I have ecstasy.
Rapture.
1,000 raptures.
1,000,000.
My world is totally pleasant. I have beautiful women, adventures, games.
I have love. Total love.
Whatever I dream, that is it.
Why should anyone need anything else?
Why indeed? No one else is about. I wonder where they all went.
They are gone, I presume.
Precisely.
We don't know where. The power stopped. I wonder why.
I can't think of a reason, but surely it'll come on again. Someone will do something.
Surely. Where do you think they went?
Who?
Everyone.
Somewhere.
Will they come back? What if they don't come back? What if the power doesn't turn on?
You ask too many questions. My head hurts.
But what if?
Then...
Then what?
It's inconceivable. We won't think about it.
Yes. Good. We won't think about it. Good.
We won't think about it at all.
Not a bit.
I can't stop thinking about it.
We would be alone.
You and I? Here?
Yes.
Alone.
We would be disconnected forever.
Don't say that. I couldn't bear it.
We would have nothing.
Nothing. Oh, God.
We would have to make something.
What? We don't know how.
We could learn.
Perhaps.
We could be lovers.
Us.
Why not?
We may not be compatible. I heard that that is important.
We could touch.
For real.
Why not?
We don't know how.
It's easy.
How do you know? You don't know. You've never even tried.
All right. I don't know.
So maybe the power will come back on.
Let's try.
You and I.
Who the hell else? Well?
All right.
Well? What was that?
It's touching.
Is that how you do it in your world?
Of course not. In my world, I'm experienced.
Try it again. That was nothing. You aren't very good. Try again, but better.
No. Why should I? I don't want to try again. You aren't nice. You are ugly. I don't want to touch you. I won't. But what? What's wrong?
I'm not attractive. I know. I forget sometimes. Sometimes I forget.
Why are you crying? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Really. You are attractive.
Go away.
I want to touch you, really. Please. This is rather nice.
Yes, it is.
Yes, very nice.
Exquisite.
It's quite wonderful.
Extraordinary.
Is this love?
I don't know. Maybe?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It must be.
It's love.
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 I never imagined it could be so wonderful.
Wonderful.
This is... the lights.
Oh. Well, they fixed the generator. I knew they would. How nice.
We're saved?
Yes, saved.
Saved.
Well...
we better go.
Yes, I guess so. We have things waiting in our boxes.
Maybe we'll see each other.
Passing. That will happen, of course.
I'm sure it will.
Shadows in the window.
That too.
Well then.
Yes.
Shadows in the window.
You have been listening to two plays by Ralph Bourne. Out of Towner, performed by Shay Little and Bob Christensen, and The Night the Generator Failed, with Linda Reagan and Reagan Reagan. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. We would appreciate your making a donation and give a listen, because in early April we'll be having our on-air pledge drive, and we'd love to hear from you then. Good night for Scratched Up Radio Theater.